Chapter 5. Lorenzo. Jack and Annie ran through the square, dodging dancers, fortune tellers, and acrobats. They didn't stop until they were hidden in the middle of a crowd watching a puppet show. As Jack tried to catch his breath, he looked around at all the pirate and animal and clown costumes. He was glad now that he and Annie were dressed in silly outfits, too. When they looked at each other, they laughed nervously.
"Maybe we shouldn't have skipped ahead," said Jack.
"Yeah, you were right," said Annie. "We should have been more patient. Let's go back to the part about the painter Tiepolo."
Jack nodded.
"I think we should go to his house," he said.
"Maybe he's there after all. Maybe that clown had the wrong information."
"I hope so," said Annie.
"The clown said Tiepolo lives near the Church of San Felice," said Jack. He pulled out their map and studied it.
"Okay. So we're here in St. Mark's Square, and we have to get there."
He traced the route with his finger.
"Got it. Let's go. Stay in the shadows in case those guards come looking for us."
Jack stuffed the book into his backpack. Annie grabbed his hand, and together they squeezed through the carnival crowd until they came to an alley off the square. The wind was blowing harder as Jack and Annie headed down one shadowy alley, then another. They walked between rows of tightly packed shops, cafes, and houses. As they walked farther from St. Mark's Square, the streets became less crowded. After a while, they came to a small footbridge that crossed a canal. As they hurried over the bridge, Jack noticed water washing onto the sidewalks.
"What's going on with the water?" he said.
"Let's ask her," said Annie.
She pointed to a young woman locking up a cafe. The woman wore a blue mask and a lacy purple dress. Water was swirling around her high black shoes.
"Excuse me," said Annie. "Do you know why there's so much water in the streets?"
"Oh, there has been much rain in the mountains," said the young woman. "It all washes down to the lagoon. It makes the water very high."
"Is that dangerous?" asked Jack.
The woman smiled.
"Oh, no," she said. "We often have high water here in Venice. You shouldn't worry. You should go watch the fireworks on the waterfront near St. Mark's. Everyone is going there."
"Thanks," said Annie.
The woman waved and went on her way.
"I guess we can stop worrying about the water," Annie said to Jack.
"Yeah," said Jack.
But he couldn't help worrying as he saw a clump of seaweed wash past them down the alley. As Jack and Annie walked toward the Church of San Felice, a bell started to chime. Jack counted the bongs. 11. Another bell started to toll. Jack counted 10 bongs.
"What time do you think it is, really?" he asked.
"I don't understand."
"Patience, remember?" said Annie.
"One thing at a time. We just have to find Tiepolo's house now."
Soon they came to the small church of San Felice. The square next to the church was empty except for an old man walking a small fat dog.
"Good evening, little clowns," the man said with a friendly smile. "Why aren't you at the waterfront by St. Mark's Square? I'd be there myself, except my Rosa's afraid of fireworks."
He smiled at his chubby dog.
"Actually, we're trying to find the house of a painter named Tiepolo," said Jack.
"Oh, he's my neighbor," said the old man.
"He lives there."
He pointed to a dark house off the square.
"But you won't find him home."
"I know. We heard he's away," said Jack. "We were just wondering if he was coming back soon."
"I fear not," said the man. "Tiepolo told everyone that he would be gone for many months. But you should get along to the fireworks on the waterfront now. Everyone in Venice will be there to see them. They are quite magnificent on the last night of Carnival."
"Thanks," said Jack.
The old man waved. As he and Rosa walked slowly across the square, the church bell began to sound. It bonged 11 times.